In my previous lesson, I told you about three individuals. I told you about an holy angel from God going to a man named Cornelius and warning him to send for a man named Peter. Peter. And then we talked about Peter. In other lessons on this subject of people groups, I mentioned Jonah. You know, Peter and Jonah has a lot in common. They were both stubborn, hard-headed. They were both entangled with their tradition. Both of them knew about Leviticus 19 and 34, where God told them that the stranger that dwells among you shall be unto you as one born among you, and that you should love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Jonah knew about this verse of scripture, and so did Peter. Peter was pretty well read when it comes to the scriptures. You remember that first sermon he preached on the day of Pentecost? He quoted from the prophets and from the law extemporaneously. He didn't have to preach from notes, just from the top of his head, he knew these scriptures. Peter was familiar with the scripture where God told them to love these strangers as thyself. Peter also had been with Jesus personally when Jesus said, "Go you therefore and teach all nations." All nations would include the Roman nation, the Assyrian nation, the Moabite nation, in fact, every nation. Teach them all, God says. Teach every one of them and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teach them all. Baptize them all. Teach them all to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. You teach them to observe the same things that I have commanded you to observe. And he says, I am with you always, even to the ends of the world. This was some of the last words that Jesus spoke to his disciples. Go into all nations, teach all nations, baptize those of all nations. Peter heard this. Jonah knew about Leviticus 19 and 34. He knew that he was to love the strangers as himself. This was the commandment of God. These were red letter words right here in Leviticus. This was God talking. Peter was aware, but Jonah and Peter had more in common than this stubborn streak. They had a fish story to tell, and no doubt they sat around the fire with their children and told their fish story. But when Jonah told his, it was all about his disobedience to God. It was all about him running from the Lord. It was all about him disliking the Ninevites. Not such a pretty story. But then, when I think of some of our modern day preachers, who sometimes when they hold meetings, they'll set aside a special night, and they call it the night that I'm going to tell my life story. And some of the things that I've heard them tell was not pretty, was not pleasant to listen to. In fact, if I was them, I would have never told some of the things that they told. It certainly didn't make them look good. But anyway, Peter and Jonah both had a fish story. But then on the other hand, when Peter told his fish story, when Peter told his children and grandchildren about about the day he went fishing and caught a fish that had enough funds to bail him out, not to swallow him up, as the Jonah story would go. But Peter caught a fish with enough money to bail him out, enough money to pay their taxes. One fish was all it took. God had prepared one fish with enough money to pay the taxes for himself and for Peter. Peter and Jesus was needing a bailout. Their taxes were due. They were being questioned about, are they going to pay their taxes or not? Maybe you are listening today and you need a bailout. Maybe your bills have come due and your funds have grown low. Maybe you are financially embarrassed. Maybe you are having a cash flow problem. Maybe you just need a bailout. Well, friend, God can have that one deal that can set you on a road to financial security. God can have that one deal that can seal your financial future. One deal is all it takes. One fish was all it took for Peter and Jesus to pay their taxes. Maybe you are a blue-collar worker and you are strapped for money. You're wondering how you're going to pay the bills. God can have that one job waiting for you. God can have that one company that he wants you to go to, and it will secure your safety and well-being for years to come. All it takes is one company. All it takes is one good deal. All it takes is the right path that can lead you into the right direction, and you, with the help of God, can secure your future, not only your future in heaven, but your future down here on the earth. If you believe that, raise your hand. In my mind's eye, I see hands going up all over the world. God has that one deal for you. Go fishing. Go searching. Go looking. Listen to God. Obey His commandments, and you'll find security for you and your family. Have you ever wondered if, when Peter was low in funds and he was wondering what to do, have you ever wondered if he just went down to the Sea of Galilee and maybe picked the same spot that he was in when he caught that fish with the money in its mouth, hoping to pull up fish with funds to finance his ministry? You know, when we do things and God blesses us, we continue to do the same thing. We go back to the same watering hole. We go back to the same church where we get the blessings. We tune in the same preacher that's blessed our hearts and our souls. Oh yeah, we return to that same watering hole. Cornelius was instructed to send for Peter, and when Peter heard the invitation, he responded and showed up at Cornelius' house. I'm going to stop the lesson right here. Tomorrow, hopefully, I can finish this subject. We're going to find out what happened at Cornelius' house. We'll find out who done the repenting.